This is St John's College. Unlike some others, visitors can wander inside free of charge, and it's well worth it. St John is not a noisy, showy college, but for 400 years it has sat snugly and smugly beside St Giles's, safe in the knowledge that it is the richest of all the Oxford colleges. Most of the middle-class suburbs of North Oxford are built on land owned by St John's. The college was created in the zeal of the Catholic England under Mary Tudor. Among St John's famous men were poets A.E. Housman and Robert Graves. In the 1940s, Philip Larkin and Kingsley Amis were there together, and former Prime Minister Tony Blair read law at St John's in 1972. When we think of Oxford University, we think of the students and the academics, but in fact there are hundreds of non-academic staff who make the whole place tick. One man who's seen thousands of students come and go is Robert, one of the porters here at the college.
The college is very deceiving. It's like a Alice in Wonderland. From the outside, it looks like a dark grey door, but actually when you come inside, it's very large. It has quads which are in squares, but they're old buildings with some lovely statues that lead you into some famous gardens, St John's Gardens. Some of the best times that I've seen St John's is early in the morning, starting at 6, when I've taken a walk through the sun on the building and the gardens. And it's just as lovely when I've been here at Christmas Day and the snow is out and you get a little bit of sun and there's the different feel. It looks totally different in the sun and cloudy as it does in the wet and the snow, but picturesque all the year round. When you say I'm a porter, many people see you as a security guard, come front of house. In actual fact, I think porter is a lovely term. I would be disappointed if they took the porter away. What I see it as is, yes, I'm a porter at St John's, I'm front of house, and I'm there to help and assist both the visitors, the students, the fellows. We start getting deliveries of post, stuff for the buttery where they have their meals, and the wine cellar, which again is quite famous in St John's underneath, and that's busy most of the day. Also issuing keys. Students are renowned for losing their keys, locking their keys in the room, so they have to come and get spare keys. And you build quite a, how would you say, a bond with some of them where, you know, you get to know them. They'll come in and chat to you, and you'll chat about their parents if you've met their parents. And it's quite sad when you know it's coming to the end of their 3 years, but they've all left cards and said, you know, thank you for being the best porters in Oxford, for helping me through my 3 years. And even just that little card, you don't get it from them all, but you do get it from some of them. It's a lovely, lovely card. It's getting
colder. When you're ready to move on, carry on walking past St John's and keep your eyes peeled for the Lamb and Flag pub on the right. It has a sign hanging outside. Underneath the flag, you'll find a passage with the same name, which leads you to our next stop.